Yeah. Well, the thing is, DM 9600 doesn't need the OpenGD, but the OpenGD really opens a lot with the automatic satellite tracker. Has all the frequencies and the Doppler shifts and all that. I like the stock firmware on the 9600 as well, but that OpenGD, someone put a lot of work into that, and that opens up a whole new world to that radio. But sounds like you kicked it up to like 60 watts there.
I'll take it real quick and hand it to Brian. No, I went from Warren to Richmond. I'm north of New Baltimore, so I just changed. Went to the Richmond receive site. So, okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, I got the DM1701. I got the OpenGD77, and I went looking for any firmware upgrades in that. And it sounds like they're, you know, at a crossroads between what somebody did and didn't do, and they kind of hid some posts where they were sharing information for improvements. But yeah, the Anytone, I love that. The stock firmware works for me. The OpenGD 77 was very intuitive. Made the DM1701, because I tried playing with it both ways, a lot easier to use. And I just haven't gotten into the satellite stuff yet, so that's here or there for me. Tom?
Well, that's probably about the OpenGD 77. The 9600, the 1701, and Retevis 3S that I got from Dakota all have OpenGD 77, and it's just one code plug, and I just boom, 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 sticking in all three radios, and it works great. And I had to do, when I did the 1701 and converted it to OpenGD, it said I had to use the MD9600 firmware. So put that in there, and then I got it to go in. That was I got help with 88OD Jeff. So, but yeah, that's one thing I like about the OpenGD77. I got three radios that can throw the same identical code plug into it, and more or less plug and play.